The teams will be coming back on December 22nd for Stanford, December 23rd for TCU. Today with us, we have Valero Humboldt President and CEO Derek Fox. We have our chairman, Mike Chapman. We have Gary Simmons, Valero Supply and Marketing Senior Vice President, and our two head coaches, David Shaw and Gary Batterson. We'd like to start by introducing Mike Chapman, our chair.
Thank you very much, Rick, and thank you all for joining us here today at the Valero Alamo Bowl head coaches welcome. You know, and I don't think I've stopped smiling since it was announced on Sunday that number 13 Stanford would be playing number 15 TCU in the 25th anniversary of the Valero Alamo Bowl. And my excitement isn't just around the fact that these are two great programs, amazing teams, but they also match up two of the most respected coaches in college football. And on behalf of the Valero Alamo Bowl, I would like to welcome Coach Shaw and Coach Patterson to San Antonio. Welcome, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Congratulations on both your teams' excellent seasons, and we appreciate you bringing to San Antonio what the media is calling one of the best bowl matchups of the year. You know, for our 25th anniversary, Valero has we have focused on resources to thank our supporters that have been with us for the last 25 years, and that includes our volunteers, sponsors, ticket buyers, and of course, ESPN and Valero. Valero was one of our first partners in 1993 in our inaugural season, and they stepped up in 2007 to become our title sponsor. Their support has fueled our growth and our current status as the number one bowl game outside of the CFP. So with us this morning is Valero Senior Vice President, Marketing and Supply, Mr. Gary Simmons. And please join me in applauding Gary and Valero for their partnership in helping us improve our selection rights and to bring to San Antonio such an outstanding game with such amazing teams and coaches. Thank you, Gary.
Well, Mike, it's our pleasure. You know, Valero is proud to have been a partner of the Alamo Bowl since its inception and certainly excited to see it celebrating its 25th anniversary. Both Valero and the Alamo Bowl are committed to supporting opportunities for higher education while also providing a strong economic boost to the city of San Antonio. In addition to all the excitement that occurs inside the Alamo Dome on game day, it's also great to see our city even become more alive during bowl week. We're thrilled that the bowl's new Pac-12 and Big 12 agreements have delivered four straight top 15 matchups. You know, the higher ranked teams allow the Alamo Bowl to make even a larger positive impact on our community. Thank you to everyone who contributes to the success of the Valero Alamo Bowl each year, the city of San Antonio, these two top 15 teams, and most importantly, the tens of thousands of fans who travel from across the country to cheer these teams on. We look forward to another exciting bowl season and are certainly thrilled to be a part of this must-see matchup between Stanford and TCU. So, Derek, I'll turn it over to you to introduce the coaches.
Great. Thank you again, Gary, for your support. And we're very fortunate to have Valero and ESPN on board since day one, and so it's been a tremendous run from that perspective. And while those early games had many memorable moments, nothing compares to the run we've had since Valero stepped up to become the title sponsor. So we can't thank you enough, and I know the city of San Antonio thanks you and supports what all you do for our community. For our first 21 games, we did not have a single top 15 matchup. Since improving our selection rights, thanks to Valero and the new partnership with the Pac-12 and Big 12 for the first pick after the CFP, we now have gone 4-for-4. So four straight years of top 15 matchups. And that's a tribute to these two gentlemen next to me here and Valero. So thank you very much. So we're ecstatic to extend the streak for the 25th anniversary Valero Alamo Bowl with two outstanding universities who both have tremendous football coaches and also tremendous people from that perspective. So they're even better off the field than they are, guys, and that's tremendous. So first I'd like to introduce to you Coach Shaw. This is Coach Shaw's seventh season as the head coach of the Cardinal. He led the Stanford to a 9-3 regular season record and a Pac-12 North title, earning him the Pac-12 Coach of the Year honors. Coach, congratulations for that announcement this week. He's a 1995 Stanford graduate. Shaw has taken the Cardinal to four of the last six Pac-12 championship games, winning three of them. So it's an incredible consistency that's unbelievable from that perspective. As Stanford's head coach, he has a 73-21 overall record, including a 4-2 mark in this bowl game. The Cardinal have won their last three bowl games by averaging 38 points per game while holding their opponents to 20 points. Coach Shaw, on behalf of the Valero Alamo Bowl, we're thrilled to welcome you and the Cardinals of San Antonio this year, and I'll turn it over to you for an opening statement.
Great. Thank you very much, and very grateful to everyone that works at the Alamo Bowl, everyone at Valero. Very appreciative to be here. Our guys are very excited about all the hospitality that we've heard from the city of San Antonio throughout the years, and every year in our conference meetings, we talk about the bowl experiences. And every year, everyone that comes to this bowl is so excited about what the city of San Antonio does with their players, with their staff. So we're very excited to be part of that. Looking forward to playing against an outstanding opponent. Should be a very exciting game, but really looking forward to the hospitality of the great city of San Antonio. So thank you.
Great. Well, we look forward to having you and your squad here. Next up is Coach Patterson. This is Coach Patterson's 20th season at TCU, but the 17th as the head coach, where he boasts a record of 159-57 and is TCU's all-time winningest coach. Congratulations, Coach. TCU finished the regular season 10-2 and earning a berth in the Big 12 championship game. This year's win total means the Horned Frogs now have won at least 10 games in 7 of the last 10 seasons. Again, a tremendous run, tremendous accomplishment, Coach. One of those successful seasons led Coach Patterson and the Horned Frogs to the Valero Alamo Bowl 2 years ago, where number 11 TCU staged a bowl record comeback in beating Oregon in triple overtime. Coach Patterson, on behalf of the Valero Alamo Bowl, we're excited to have you back in San Antonio, and I'll turn it over to you for some opening comments.
Well, thank you, Derek, and also Mike and Gary. You know, the last time we were here, obviously, it was an exciting ball game, and I can echo what Coach Shaw talked about, the hospitality across the board. Our kids were excited. You know, being only 2 years away, your team changes, so you have half your team that has not been here. So you have young guys that can be it, so you have some older guys that will know the ropes. But they're all very excited. They're very excited about playing Coach Shaw and the Stanford Cardinals, an unbelievable opponent. When you get to this time of year, and we're excited about, you know, that we heard that the tailback was going to play, because I, you know, really, you know, when you get to this time of year, kids love to play against a high level of competition. That's what you come to college for. That's why you play in these kind of bowl games. And so to get an opportunity to be in San Antonio again, for our fans to be able to come down, it was a great turnout last time. Because, you know, they can go home for Christmas and stay at Christmas, and then they can come down here and be a part of everything that goes on with us. So we just want to thank all of you for the invitation for TCU to be able to come back, play a great opponent, Coach Shaw, and a very good friend, him and Corey, his wife, and also get a chance to experience San Antonio one more time. So thank you.
Thank you.
Well, for media that are on site today, please raise your hand, and Megan will bring you around the microphone. If you're on the conference call, it is 01 on your phone to be in the queue to ask a question. We are streaming on social media, so we're using hashtag Alamo Bowl, and I will be asking the coaches those questions that come in there. And a reminder, ASAP is transcribing this off-site, so when you ask a question, please direct it to one coach at a time, saying your name and affiliation, and speaking clearly. Thank you. All right, we did have one for Coach Shaw, actually, on social media. Can you talk about the reversing course for your 1-2 start to being able to win 8 of the 9 remaining games? Was there something particular you put your finger on that changed that?
Well, I think it's our environment, the kind of people that we have, starting with our coaches. I talk to the coaches all the time about modeling the behavior that we want our young men to have, because they'll follow our lead. And our coaches never lost faith in what we were capable of. We got back to work in a very difficult time. And then our guys came in with such unbelievable attitudes. And during that 1-2 time, we still had some lineup changes. We had a couple of guys get injured. And our guys came back to work every single day. And we're excited about making the team into what we thought it could be. So for our guys to be faced with all the things that happen nowadays that didn't happen way back when, which is everybody on social media telling how terrible you are, to be able to come back and still get back to work. We had outstanding practices. We had energy. We had passion. Our senior leadership and junior leadership, I thought, was outstanding as well every single day. And then we got on a bit of a run. And, you know, when positive things start to happen, it's another sign of character, too, to where positive things start to happen and do guys take their foot off the gas pedal. But our guys continue to work and fight the rest of the season.
Thank you. In the room, it's a hand raise. And then on the call, you're hitting 01.
Gary, this question's for you. I'm John Whistler from the San Antonio Express News. What do you remember about that game 2 years ago? Is it still must be pretty vivid in your memory?
Well, yeah, we were getting our butts kicked in the first half. That's the first thing I remember. And, you know, and our kids fought back. I think the I think that's one of the things that's been one of our staples of our program, like David talked about. We've had great runs, there's always been an underlying, the foundation that we've been doing it so long, and nobody ever panicked. You kind of pick up, you have great leadership, and you have group, and you know, our kids kind of come in, and you know, everybody always wants when you come back and play better the second half, like you think the head coach said something. And to be honest with you, I just, you know, we have a wall outside of our offices, and basically it's the program of what they put the score. It's the program of the bowl game and what the score was. And I just told the seniors, I said, here's what you get a chance to look at the next 30 years. What do you want it to say? And you want it to say 31-0, or are we going to fight back and we're going to find out, you know, what we're made of and how we do things. And, you know, we got a couple breaks and good things happened. And, you know, I just remember, you know, everybody will remember Bram Kohlhausen. Here's a walk-on quarterback, you know. And yet, as you would know, you know, a week after we get back from in January, we start school back, he walked to my office and said, you know, don't you wish you would have played me more now? I mean, you know how it is. You know, we have Trayvon Boykin. So, you know, as usual, you know, there's part of the game that, you know, as a head coach, you're not very smart. That's why I changed shirts. You know, I thought to become a little bit smarter with the color, and then you come back. But it's, you know, it was just a great environment. Kids had a great time. And so, you know, we're going to try to enjoy it and have a great ball game again.
Coach Patterson, we actually had a relevant question of that. Yeah, black or purple shirt?
You know what? I've been black. Oh, I haven't decided yet, but probably because they've been on me so hard, because, you know, our colors are purple and white. I'm probably starting to lean towards the purple a little bit, but I'm going to see, you know, kind of a fashion thing. You know, by the end of the season, you know, us stocky guys, we don't look as good on high-definition TV, and it's kind of a thin thing. You know, it helps you out a little bit, so I'm going to see what I look like by the time I get to the 25th, 26th, and then make a decision.
Awesome. We had a question. Coach Shaw, could you talk about the moment where you get the Heisman finalist reveal for Bryce Love and how that went down, and then who is he bringing with him to the two award shows?
Yeah, so Bryce, he's such an interesting young man. Biology major, wants to be a doctor, most positive kid you'll ever be around. Very understated, and went to go find him to shake his hand because, you know, there was no party to see the announcement or anything. He's just kind of downstairs, you know, texting with his family, and I reached out my hand and said, congratulations. I said, thanks, coach. That was it. No fanfare, no nothing exciting, just, you know, happy-go-lucky, and I appreciate it, great, and the kind of young man that he is. Taking two of our senior linemen to the award show in Atlanta, David Bright and Jesse Burkett, and bringing his fullback to the Heisman ceremony. Daniel Marks wanted to recognize those guys that do all the dirty work that don't get the publicity and credit, and that's just the kind of young man that he is.
That's really cool.
Coach Shaw, there is another Bryce Love one about the 2,000-yard mark. I mean, is that an importance to the team, and what does that say to him get there?
As usual, it's probably more important to the other guys than it is to Bryce. I mean, Bryce just shrugs his shoulders at all those things, whatever the most rushes over 50-yard record, all that stuff. He just kind of shrugs his shoulders. Says, okay, that's great. You know, when's practice? Just a positive young man that doesn't want the thing to be about him. And he'll tell you, too, he gives a lot of credit to Christian McCaffrey. He watched Christian go through all this stuff and never change. And Bryce is the same guy that he was last week, 2 weeks ago, 3 years ago when we recruited him. A positive young man that just wants to be a part of the football team.
Thank you. On the call, it's 01, and in person, it's a hand raise. And social media, an Alamo Bowl, hashtag Alamo Bowl for Coach Patterson. 35 seniors that were recognized. Is that, how unique is that, and how much do you want to send them off with a positive note?
Well, yeah, you know, our number one goal every year is to try to have the best year we can for our senior group. This would be 40 wins for them, and they're 4 years there, so it's one of those that we started with. You know, coming off the season we had a year ago, you know, but they gave them opportunity to have 3, 10, or 11 win seasons in the last 4 years, and really it's been a great group because they went through some injuries, you know, went through a little bit of a struggle, and you know, it's, you know, those are the memories that I always remember anyway. You know, your younger guys are going to have more games, but I really, when we get to the bowl site, Kelsey and I really try to do a great job of focusing in on remembering what we remember about the senior class. You know, 20-some seniors and as far as scholarship guys, and you have about, you know, 13 or 14 guys that, you know, have paid their own way and have been part of the experience and really have added to our football team. And so I don't think that they get enough credit for all the things that they do within all of it, because, you know, it's you're out when, you know, you're not getting all the other benefits sometimes that some of the guys are on scholarship. And so how do you repay them? How do you pay them and give them an opportunity to understand that they were just as important as what any other kid that walked in our doors was? So a lot of fun. You know, every year it's, as they go on, I think they become even more memorable because you understand that really people are really what it's all about. You know, not, you know, the game's important. You want to win the game for your university, do all that. But really, when it's all said and done, it really comes down to the people. And so those 35 seniors will be remembered because I have a job because of the job that they've done and the hard work they've put in and all the things that go along with it. So, yeah, very appreciative of what they do.
Adam Zubinich from the San Antonio Express News. This is for Coach Patterson. How do you feel about the way your defense has played this year, and how does it, the way they performed, how does that compare to other defenses you've had at TCU?
Well, you know, it's always hard because players are all different. You know, we knew that we were going to have to play better than we did a year ago. We were not happy with what we were, and we weren't happy, to be honest with you, in the final drive of the championship game. Our group has a high expectation level. We knew that Oklahoma was a very good football team, but you know, they have a lot of pride in what they do, and we understand we're going to have quite a matchup with Stanford as far as what they do and how they do it, with a great tailback, unbelievable offensive line, big tight ends that they always had, and length at their wide receiver position. So it's another challenge. And, the thing that you know people don't sometimes forget about bowl games is that there's part of it you're preparing for the bowl game, but the other part, if you're doing the right thing, I think, and being in there 20 years, is you're also preparing for the next season. You know, moving guys around, having extra, little bit extra practices, start growing up your younger players. I think one of the things that people forget, you think, well, you just start in spring ball whenever it starts in March, and then you start building your football team. None of you want to be great. None of you want to be consistent. And so for us, you know, these 12 or 13 practices, we'll get an opportunity to do getting ready for Stanford. Will also be practices where you're finding out, once those 34, 35 seniors leave, what kind of football team do you have left, and how are you going to grow it up so you can win football games? You know, we have Ohio State early on our schedule, I think third game. You start out, and then you have Big 12 season. So, I'm one of those guys. If you want to stay around for a while, you don't stay short-sighted. You know, you're going to play a great team in Stanford. Coach Shaw would know that I'm not a tongue-in-cheek person. So I've already been watching. So I understand all the difficulties that they already bring to the table on both sides of the ball. So for me, I think that's what people don't realize about good coaches, and that's why David's been good, I'm sure, also, is that, you know, you're always preparing as you go forward, and that's one of the things you do with the bowl game, is you don't just get ready for that bowl game. You start looking at what you're going to do with your team once those guys leave, and what's going to be your next guy that's going to step up, and how do you start having conversations with him so he can be the next leader or the next starter or the next all-conference guy. So that's the exciting thing for coaches. The way we look at it is, at least from our standpoint, is that we get an opportunity as a defense to see the guys are coming back, to grow some guys up, and see how they do against a very good opponent, and then know where we got to do when we get to January in the offseason.
Question in the front.
Gary, assess this matchup. I guess you're probably not hoping for another triple overtime game, but what kind of challenges do Stanford present?
Well, I mean, it's like I just said, you know, they're a length team. I mean, they do a good job. You know, I call them, they've been recruited as, they're really an NFL type where you have a lot of length across the board, both offense and defensively. They play really well on special teams. Special teams are important, which tells you that you have great leadership within it, and your coaches have made it important. And so the continuity that David's had on his staff and what they do, it's for us, it's really good matchup because it puts us in a situation of understanding we have to be able to match up against somebody like that. And then going into the recruiting season and then the spring, what do we have to do if we have deficiencies of what happens to us in the ball game, how do we change that and make ourselves better so we can be better when we go into the fall? And so, you know, I'm always a guy that's always working on those kind of things. And Stanford's one of those teams that creates challenges. You heard the record of how they've done in bowl games. They've been in four championship games. They've won three of them, so they know how to get ready for these kind of ball games. You know, and that's kind of way TCU is. You know, I don't believe there's such a thing as it's a good bowl game if you lose. You know, I'm one of those guys that believe there's no time to go where you're just – so you're always trying to win. I've always felt like winning bowl games are very important because they're a way to skip into the next season. You want to go into the next season with a positive. And so, you know, that's the way we've always looked at doing these. We come down to enjoy ourselves, but when we practice, we practice. And when game time comes, it needs to be important to play the ball game. And so, and it makes it a lot easier when you play a great opponent and a team that you respect and you know that plays really hard, because you watch them on film also. They play very hard. And, you know, those are the kind of people that I respect. You know, talent's talent, but, you know, when it comes down to it, attitudes, everything that I look at, because we've made a living at TCU of outlasting our opponents. And so when I watch somebody that plays very hard, then there's a lot of respect factor there, and Stanford plays really hard.
Hi, Hannah Trippett from News 4 in Fox, San Antonio. David, this is for you. One of your former assistant coaches just got a head coaching job at Rice. I'm just curious your thoughts about Mike Bloomgren.
Very excited for Coach Bloomgren. You know, he was kind of my first hire when I took over as a head coach, going from offense coordinator to head coach to be my run game coordinator and coach the offensive line. We were both trained by Bill Callahan, who's now the offensive line coach and assistant head coach of the Washington Redskins. So right off the bat, I expected to have a 10-minute conversation with Mike when I first called him to talk about the job. We probably talked for 45 minutes to an hour. So we've always been kind of step in step, philosophy-wise. So he's been kind of my right-hand man for a long time now. And I'm very excited for him because he's not only is he ready, he's been ready. He's been ready for a couple of years now. I know he's going to do a great job down there at Rice. Plan is right now for him to coach through the bowl game. Everyone at Rice has been great. We're very open to it, of course. We've kind of started our search for the next guy that'll take his position, but very excited for him and his family. He's ready to go, and we talked the other day, and we'll continue to have conversations about that transition that he's excited about and the mountain that he'll have on his shoulders for the next month, kind of serving two masters, but we'll make it very easy for him. He's got a big job to do. We've got a great staff to support him. He's developing a staff to be successful at Rice as well. So we'll find a way to make this work for him. But the bottom line for me is I'm so happy for him, so proud of him. I know he's going to do a great job.
Our final questions, one with Coach Shaw. Could you talk about Harrison Phillips and what makes him such a dominant defense tackle?
You know, Harrison's just one of those fascinating individuals. Everybody's got him on every team, and with all the stuff that happens in college football, I would love for more stories to be about these types of people, as opposed to all the other stuff that gets reported on, all the crap that gets reported on. Here's Harrison Phillips, who's an All-American wrestler in high school, coming out of Nebraska, which is huge, and loves the weight room. You know, can bench press the weight room. But he's one of those guys that just, there are more hours in his day than there are in our day. Double major with a minor, helps start a class at Stanford, leads our team in community service, does extremely well in school as he continues to load things on top of himself. Oh, and by the way, he's all conference and ends the season with 100 tackles from the defensive line position, which doesn't happen. He's just outstanding, and every single day he's pushing himself, he challenges himself. He's a strong player, he's a flexible player. He can drop down and do the splits at any time at 295 pounds, which is just ridiculous. One of the biggest things for me is you see his heart, you see his toughness every single day. He plays hard from snap to whistle. You know, there are times we just have to rest him. Because if you leave him out there, he'll stay out there all day because he just loves to play.
Final question.
Coach, you've got two players on your roster from San Antonio. I think just one of them has played, Richard McNitsky.
Yes.
What has he brought to the team, and how does he feel about coming home, and kind of, what kind of years he had?
You know, Richard's he's a long snapper, right? So, you know, midway through, you know, his first year, you know, you want to make sure that everybody else knows who he is and, you know, goes over and shakes his hand and introduces himself because, you know, they kind of practice on the other side of the field. And but very positive person and has all the traits that you want there. Very consistent, dependable, works extremely hard, has a lot of passion, has a lot of pride in his performance. He's one of those guys that wants to be perfect and will snap, protect, and go down there and cover. And you talk about all the athletes that you have on special teams. Nobody ever talks about the long snapper, but he's been able to get in on a couple of tackles. The guys get excited for him because he's one of those guys that shows up every single day and does his job and doesn't ask for anything. So he's one of those guys in your program that you just love to have.
Thank you. And then as a reminder, we're going to, on next Wednesday, we'll announce our scholarship totals, where we award scholarships to every San Antonio high school and four-year university. The teams will be coming back on the 22nd for Stanford, 23rd for TCU. And I would like Derek to close it out.
Thanks, Rick, and Coach Patterson, Coach Shaw, thank you very much for participating in this press conference here today. We know your time is very valuable, but if we didn't know it in advance, you certainly saw firsthand what quality people these guys are, what distinguished programs they run at great universities. So as a small private school guy myself, I kind of have a special place for guys like you and what you're doing at those programs. So on behalf of the Valero Allen Bowl, again, welcome, and we'll see you here in about 3 weeks for what's going to be another memorable moment and a great game in the Valero Allen Bowl. So thanks, guys.
Thank you.